Talking to Mike this last week, and he has very recently retired and is busy planning what he's going to do in retirement, as so many people do. One of the things that happens when you retire is you need to find a new purpose. We have talents, we have skills that we've used in the workforce, but it's not talents that give our life meaning. It's not knowing how to do something. It's actually having a purpose, putting our talents and abilities and skills and energy to a purposeful use that achieves worthwhile outcomes, productive things that lead to something more than just us. Now, we might work to make enough money to provide a home for ourselves, to feed our families. We might put a lot of our energy and work effort into our families, looking after our families. It's always going to be a very important priority. If we're business people, we will work very hard on our businesses. If we're employed, we better work hard for our boss, otherwise we won't continue to be employed. But if we only look after ourselves, if we only use our abilities for our family, if we put all our energy into our business and work, these things may not always be there, and when they're not, we'll be left high and dry. It's our community that can be our bigger family, our community where we belong. If we look after our community through our church, through our local groups, looking after our neighbours, we build an insurance policy of meaning and purpose and value and love around us. We build a community where people are cared for and looked after. We build a community of purpose. So if you are feeling that your life doesn't have quite the meaning that you might like it to, maybe you might like to think about what is the purpose of what you're doing? What is your deep underlying purpose? And finding the real purpose of your life might be the answer to giving it lots of meaning. And I obviously commend getting into local community, getting into local organisations as something that gives a great sense of purpose and value and meaning